Attorneys representing criminal prosecution and defense see recent passage of federal criminal justice reforms beneficial in moving Kentucky policymakers to act on state reforms. It's highly likely to be a topic during the upcoming General Assembly session. Almost a year ago, Kentucky Justice and Public Safety Secretary John Tilley predicted, without criminal justice reforms, state prisons could run out of space by this spring. So, at some point, legislative action regarding sentencing is a possibility. Fayette Commonwealth's attorney, Luanna Redcorn, says the Federal Reform Act stresses intervening earlier to try and reduce repeat offenses.
I would love to prosecute everybody one time. One time. But that's not what we have right now.
Redcorn says 20% of people with new cases in her office already have an open case. In addition to more drug treatment up front, she says efforts are needed to help criminals reconsider before committing the next crime. State public advocate Damon Preston, meanwhile, says reducing sentences for certain offenders is needed so people don't, in his words, spend their senior years in prison. Plus, he says more dollars would then be available to focus on violent crime.
By addressing the needs of nonviolent offenders in a more efficient way, we then can spend money more directly to address violent crime when it comes up.
Preston says drug treatment within the community is preferable over tackling the issue once a person is in prison. And the defense attorney says passage of the federal criminal justice reforms should help Kentucky lawmakers feel more comfortable that state action wouldn't pose a political risk. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.